Bismillah ar-Rahim. Good afternoon, everybody. I come from Kuwait, Jamiyat Sheikh Abdullah Nouri Charitable Society. We've been in business since 30 years. And in the context we're talking about, from the beginning, we've been collecting zakat, sadaqah, and waqf, and distributing it and spending it according to the Islamic jurisdiction and laws. I'm not a scholar on the issue, but I'm a practicing entity on this issue, so I'll talk it from a practical point of view. The sadaqah is very general, so it's easy. There's no restrictions on it, on how the amount is and how you spend it. It's completely open. The essence is that you are helping others, and it applies to any living soul. And it varies from money to helping people. Even says that your smile to people is a sadaqah. So sadaqah is very general. Zakat is a religious ritual. It is perceived as God's money. And he put restrictions on how you should spend it. So you have an obligation toward God how you are spending. So you're very careful on how it's being spent. Zakat, of course, it's the amount is calculated, is specified in Islam. It's 2.5% of your mostly liquid assets. And it is spent in 8 categories. The poor people, travelers who are cut out of funds, the loan defaulters, slave freeing, and other categories. And refugees, of course, in this context, are a main clear recipient of zakat money, and we always spend much of our zakat for refugees, helping refugees. The way the zakat is being practiced in general in the Muslim countries is that if you have an obligation to pay amount zakat, you look at your family, friends, acquaintances, somebody recommend to you, somebody who spent. So much of it is being spent outside of the institutions. And then, but those who have a lot of zakat to pay probably have to go through the institutions. So they have to go to zakat houses or somebody like us, NGO, who are applying Islamic standards and how to spend it. What we have spending, just to give you an idea of the context, we spend it in Kuwait in food vouchers. We spend it outside Kuwait in humanitarian aid, in food, winterization, shelter, health and education. So these are the areas where the zakat money is being spent with refugees. So this is the context of zakat and the background and how it's being practiced.